Hello everyone and welcome to Raw Talks podcast with me Sarah together with Simba and Mark from Living with the Spirit, and we are here to offer you raw and real conversations about physical, emotional and spiritual transformation. We are specialized in regulating the nervous system, somatic work, energetics, shadow work and deep and unique body work. Our purpose here today is to share our journey and our teachings with conscious leaders just like you and to unlock anything that is holding you back from living a life of freedom and purpose. We are truly grateful and honored to have you with us, and let's explore.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Raw Talks podcast here at Living with the Spirit. My name is Mark and I'm hosting today. If you've watched our podcast before, you know, sometimes Simba is hosting, sometimes Sarah is hosting, and she's not here today. We're just kind of rolling with these different topics, and today we've got a really exciting one. And so today Simba is joining us. Simba, how are you?
I'm doing great. It's a lovely, lushy, rainy season morning here in Chiang Mai.
You can't beat the rainy season in Chiang Mai.
No, it's amazing. Cool and nice, and this nice little mist over the mountains.
Yeah, so lately we've been having a lot of discussions about the nervous system. It's kind of like the main topic that we talk about always. And there's just really so much to discover about the nervous system. And a lot of times we're talking about the nervous system on an individual level, asking people to reflect on their own status of their nervous system. Are they relaxed? Are they activated? Are they somewhere in between? But today the topic is going to be a little bit more about the collective of nervous systems. So in a culture, when a group of people are together and are all behaving similarly, we can say that there is a nervous system consciousness or a collective consciousness that's starting to happen amongst people. And so the topic for today is looking specifically at cancel culture and whistleblowing. So if you've watched the news in the last year or longer, there's a lot of, canceling people and, especially when it comes to the entertainment industry, we see a lot of this where the culture is starting to reject people for certain deeds and misbehaviors. And then at the same time, there's also people who are speaking up and, waving flags and whistleblowing. And so there seems to be like there's quite a lot of truth and exposition happening in the world. But how we respond to it all comes from the nervous system. So Simba, when we experience this, communative cancel culture coming from the whistleblowing and all that, what do you see that's happening in the collective nervous system?
So there's a few things, but the main thing that I kind of look at when it comes to any form of punishment or any form of public opinion about a person, it's usually a person in a leadership position, or it's usually a person that has a lot of popularity around them. And if you look at whether it's political leadership or religious or culture, or someone is famous, everything has to do with you want to relate to someone, right? If someone is a leader, you want that person to make you feel safe. Your nervous system is always looking for trust, safety, security. And you want to look for something that feels safe, something that you can follow, something that you can embrace, something that inspires you. So I believe a lot of what happens in the nervous system is that we're looking for different inspirational sources of safety. And this is something that happens every day, right? For ourselves, with other people. And when we look at it in terms of when it comes to something like cancel culture, I think there's a few different topics. One is people have gotten to a point where they want more transparency. They are tired of not feeling seen, heard, treated with respect or brought behind, you know, the light, or not being like, transparency is a big thing. And I've seen it in companies, commercials, and all of these things the last couple of years. Oh, we are sustainable. We only work with renewable, you know, material sources. So people want to know, who are you working with? Because they want to relate to that person. Do you feel safe? Is this something I want to use the money that I work hard for? I spend all my time making money and go in and invest that energy into something. I want it to be safe. I want it to be something that I can follow. I want it to be something that I can endorse moving forward, because it resonates with me and my nervous system, because it's something I can relate to, something that feels safe. And it's maybe the imprint that I want to leave on the world. When you think you have done that with a person and they turn out to be something else, it will start a reaction in your nervous system. And that reaction many times will remind you of similar situations that have happened in your personal life. And many times we have not been given the tool or the space to deal with these reactions or adverse experiences, which means now when this famous person did this, my nervous system is gonna feel very upset. And if we collectively feel upset, and if it's collectively accepted to direct that frustration and anger and voice it out, now it also becomes a vessel where I'm able to let my anger out, my frustration out. And I think that is kind of the third component to this. When you grow up and you're angry, you're not going to get rewarded. Great, Mark, I see you expressing your anger. You might not get everything you want in life because you're feeling angry, but I hear you, I see you, I understand this is a strong emotion for you. I'm here working with you. We don't really get that space because I don't think a lot of people understand it as an emotion and how to treat it and teach someone how to navigate this emotion. So what do I do when I'm angry? I have to do something else. I have to forsake my authenticity to do something else to get validation from people. I have to work harder. I have to cry. I have to do something else. So when you combine all of these factors, you want to follow someone to feel safe. You might have earlier experiences of being betrayed or brought behind the light or treated in a way that was abusive or someone misused power. And you don't really have an outlet or a concept of working with anger. And this person in charge or this famous person does something, and we can collectively come together and send all of our emotions that way. It becomes an outlet for all of those suppressed or unprocessed emotions. And that can be very damaging for that person. It can be very damaging for us. And I think it's just a matter of time, you know, because it's been a quiet culture for many years. And now it's go to the other spectrum of people like, no, we're not quiet anymore. You did that. You did that. So everyone is being whistleblowed. Everyone is being targeted for what they have done. But it's not so much what they have done. It's more that people want to voice their opinion from the nervous system and clear this and not be quiet anymore. There's a need to. And I understand it. It is an actual thing that happens in the nervous system beyond who I think I am as a person. It's a survival instinct.
Yeah. But I think like what I'm noticing, and I have been noticing over the past few years with like the Me Too movement and, you know, all of this government whistleblowing and conspiracy whistleblowing and media and entertainment and government and all this, is that there's kind of like collective consciousness that you, like you just said, this is kind of like seeking for truth and seeking for understanding. And maybe there's a place of expression of anger that hasn't necessarily ever had a socially acceptable forum. And like, you know, most of us aren't, you know, we didn't have a place to allow our anger to be seen or to be heard or to express. And so we repressed it. And now that it's culturally acceptable to be outraged at, you know, different events and when things come out or whenever truth is revealed. So it seems like we're sending a lot of collective anger around in different places. So I know that, like, if we look at the nervous system, there, you know, anger always is rising, but there's always a falling. You know, there has to be a restorative action that takes place that brings trust and safety back into the nervous system. So, you know, this cancel culture and the whistleblowing seems to me like it's really just part of the nervous system arc, and that, you know, once we are able to collectively and socially acceptably awaken our anger in a way that's safe and maintainable, that anger will resolve itself and start to dissipate. What comes after that, Simba?
I want to start by saying I don't think that the whistleblowing or the cancel culture per se is a bad thing. I think it's a necessity right. from the nervous system. You have to clear that energy out. And if you haven't done it, it's going to come with momentum and a lot of emotions and frustration. So I think it's a necessity sure. to happen in society. But to answer your question, I think there's also a need to actually clear the emotion other than to direct it in the direction of a person or a behavior or a group of people. Because what happens is that we start to give our power away to those people mm-hmm. to trigger us and do whatever they want to do. And that's not consciously, but that is what happens, right? Because as long as someone can do slightest gesture and it gets you upset, they are in charge of your emotions. So I think a big part of it is actually taking that ownership back for ourselves, that accountability for ourselves to handle our own emotions in a compassionate way and realize this is trauma, not blaming, shaming, or guilting us, but really working through it. But I think collectively, it's important to come to a state of forgiveness, grace, and acceptance. Because if I'm going to judge someone for what they have done forever and forever and forever, what are we really telling that nervous system? No matter how hard you try, no matter what you have done in the past, because you have done this, there is no way for you to ever redeem yourself. We're going to burn all your CDs. We're not going to listen to you. We're going to erase you from history. And, you know, it depends on the crime and depends on what has happened. But I also think then we're not really creating a way back for that person either, right? Right. We're not really giving that a chance to redeem itself. And that's a personal opinion, right? I'm not trying to impose anything, but we're looking at it purely from a nervous system perspective. There's no way back for that organism to be anything else than the result of what it is right now. There's no space for it. It doesn't mean we should just, okay, whatever, you did whatever you want to, but that's fine. No, you need to make amends. You need to show your character. You need to work through it and actually show that you have changed and prove that and clear whatever has been done. But there needs to be an opening as well, right? Both in the nervous system and socially as well. And I think that is probably what's going to come once people know that it's okay to vent, and they've done that for a couple of years, you know, 5, 10 years, 15 years, or whatever it is, and it starts to collectively calm down, and they can start to come together. Okay, what do we want to do now? Because we know we can speak our opinion, we know we can get heard, we know we can affect the outcome of something if we say we don't like it. It's not that we all scream we don't like it and nothing happens. I think that's also why the push is going very strong in the nervous system, because people are really, their nervous system is looking for a change, and they haven't really gotten to that point before. Yeah. But the other end is important too, right? That there is a space for people to actually change. Hello, Simba from Limited Spirit here. Just taking a quick pause to share a special opportunity for those of you that are already TRE providers. After spending time with the TRE founder, Dr. David Berselli, I'm excited to share what I learned with him. So we are offering a TRE Mastery Retreats here in Northern Thailand this November. It's a chance for TRE providers, certification trainers to learn new skills, work with others, and experience a fusion of TRE blended with other modalities like body work, massage, breath work, ice bath, sword fighting, and much more. So go ahead and check out livingwiththespirit.com. That is livingwiththespirit.com for more info. Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Yeah, I think that in the midst of the high level emotion, especially like anger, it's hard to see into the future where there might be a possibility to forgive, to make amends, or to repair a relationship. But I think in order for that to happen, there kind of has to be leverage on both sides, right? The person or the entity or the company that maybe had done something wrong has to want to do it right. And then the people, it's likely that they want that to happen too. And so they're kind of waiting for that to happen. They're waiting for that precipice. And if it can happen, it can actually be very beautiful. Somebody, you were talking about how like in some African tribes, and I've studied about Native American tribes, that you know, everybody sits down in a circle, and the person who had committed some kind of offense, they look at that person as that this person hasn't really done something wrong or they're bad. They've just lost their way. They've lost their connection to their heart and to their community. So they invite that person back in, and they, you know, collectively discuss and talk about it and welcome that person back in. And maybe they set some parameters, or they encourage that person a little bit. But it's kind of like the opposite of cancel culture, where we just shove somebody out and light them on fire and hope to never hear from them again. It's just actually pretty harsh on that particular person. So what's happening in the nervous system whenever we can create an opening for healing and reassimilating?
I think primarily create safety for yourself. Because you know, if you ever, God forbid, wind up in the same situation, there's a way back for you.
Yeah.
Because if it creates a stress in you, wow, what if I wind up in that situation as Taiwan? You might not think about it, but it happens in the nervous system. So I think it creates a way back for people to come back, right? Because it creates a safety and a relaxation. And I love the example you mentioned with the African tribes. What they actually do is whenever a person is born, they get a unique song. So they discuss, they do all the things you said, but they also sing the song to remind the person who you are. You have forgotten who you are. We come together collectively to remind you of who you are, not shame you for who you're not. Yeah. What that does to the nervous system, it showers you with love. You see it. The person will feel the remorse and they will start to find a way back. So it's choices, right? And it's scary to trust. It's scary to be vulnerable, and it's scary to leave an opening for people to potentially hurt us again. But that's relationships. And I think that is, you know, the contraction that happens in nervous systems many times that doesn't allow us to trust if a mishap has happened or someone has done something wrong. And I think it's important to be able to forgive, because if there is a lack of forgiveness for others in that sense, still looking at it from nervousness perspective, in my experience for myself and working with people, there's a lack of forgiveness for yourself when you make mistakes. You don't really accept when yourself makes a mistake, and you judge yourself and you blame yourself and you shame yourself. So I think it's both for ourselves, but when we're able to do it for someone else, they're able to do it for us collectively, it's going to make the nervous system feel safe as well. And I think that is a more sustainable way of addressing situations when they happen. There's different gravity of situations, I'm fully aware of that, but just looking at it from a nervous system perspective, that's a way to start to end that energy, because it is still an energy that goes from nervous system to nervous system. And if there's no way that's creating peace, it's going to stir and just create more and more ripple effects and affect people to more hostility on one another.
Yeah, I think like that hostility that you're talking about, you can really feel it. Like you can feel the anger of the people whenever a new situation comes out. You know, you turn on the news, so and so did something bad. And then all of a sudden you're just like, oh, another one. And you know, that feeling, it's so strong. But I think like you said, Simba, there's an internal aspect of that. That maybe that the reason why that feeling is so strong is because a lack of safety and a lack of forgiveness inside of ourselves. And maybe we're, you know, there's things that we've done in our past that we are guilty or shameful or remorseful of. And that feeling is just unresolved. And so we can easily project it out onto other situations. And so forgiving yourself is probably a really great place to start. To look at this whole situation. And like Simba said, we're talking about it from the nervous system perspective, not based on who said what or which celebrity. You know, that doesn't matter. We're talking purely about the human organism and the nervous system response to these situations. And really, it's all about trauma. You know, this is a trauma response where the human organism is searching for safety.
Yeah, and it can lead to beautiful formations of people coming together and supporting each other, but it can also lead to more activism and more radicalism as well, if it's not being treated harmoniously in us, because it becomes us against them, and there's no one that ever wins in that situation, nervous system to nervous system, because you're never going to feel safe. And if your nervous system is primarily trying to find safety for the body, and you have a culture that doesn't promote safety, then we're going against our own organism, essentially. Whether that's right or wrong, that's not what we're discussing, but we're saying essentially we're going against the natural function that determines where energy gets allocated to digestion or to stress or to fight or survival. It's not going to put you at ease. It's not going to make you feel alive, filled of everything that you want, and safety and prosperity and abundance and relaxation and just having a good time in life. It's always going to be looking for danger and stress. And if we look at stress at large in society today, it's one of the main thing that is killing people and making people feel very sick and unhealthy. I mean, I think a big part would be if it was safe enough for people to say, let's say a celebrity comes out. No one has figured out what happened. This is a secret from the past. No one has figured it out. And says, I've done therapy and I would like to share. I did something heinous in the past. I'm open to facing that and talking to the people responsible or whatever it was. And they share openly. And maybe that there is some amends to be made or pay or crime or time or whatever it looks like, right? But they're able to do it and people are able to see them do it and they're able to make amends and move on. Do you think people would do it? Do you think the nervous system will feel prone to open up and clear it out? I think so. But if we're not able to do it, then even if you regret it, your nervous system knows there's no way no one's ever going to forgive me for what I've done. So let's stuff it away and never talk about it. So there's like, even if you want to do the right thing, there isn't an opportunity because of the setup of where everyone's nervous system is at and how we go together as a culture and attack. So we haven't created a space for people to actually do the right thing that we want them to do in the first place. So if we look at it from there, it's just a long loop of there's no way out. And that's because we're looking at something else instead of looking at what's the real root cause. Well, it's the own result, traumas and stress.
Well, it sounds a bit doom and gloom, Simba, if there's no way out. But I beg to differ because we both know that there is a way out.
It is.
The way out is through grounding your nervous system.
Yes.
And despite the culture and the whole world could be going bananas, but you have the authority and the responsibility of your own nervous system.
Yes.
And when you ground your own nervous system, you can restore yourself.
Yes.
And the main tool that we use to help people restore their nervous systems is TRE. Simba, tell us how TRE could help with the restoration of your nervous system.
So there is a way out of this cycle, just like you highly, like how you explain it very good. And it's really about breaking that cycle or pausing that cycle. What TRE does, it discharges that stress and tension and built up defensive mechanism from your nervous system, from your fascia, from your brain, from your organs. It discharges all of that stress so you can come down in a calmer state. You have less adrenaline, less cortisol. So you're able to look at things from a different point of view. And if you've been very stressed or you haven't slept well or you're angry, looking at the situation from that lens, from when you slept well and you feel rested and relaxed, you're definitely going to be more compassionate for yourself and others. And TRE really gives you that. You don't have to go into the story. You don't have to go into the emotion. You activate the body's innate tremoring mechanism, and that allows you to release all of the stress and tension from your body. That brings you back into that state where you can formulate the proper thoughts because the chemistry is with you, the emotions are with you, and now we can look at situations the way we want to do them, not just as a reaction because of what's going on inside of our system.
Yeah. And if you're joining us for the first time and you haven't heard us talk about TRE, it stands for Tension and Trauma Release Exercises. It helps with stress, which is, you know, the main culprit of what Simba mentioned earlier. And it was founded by Dr. David Berselli, and he was doing research on the field of human stress and emotions. And he discovered that within each of us, inside every human and every mammal, there is a genetically encoded tremoring mechanism that is lying dormant until you reactivate it. And TRE is a series of exercises and activities that guide your nervous system to reawaken this tremoring mechanism. And with support like providers like Simba and I, we can guide people very carefully through this process to awaken this tremoring mechanism, which also starts to stimulate different parts of your body that may have been closed off or in so much stress and tension that they weren't mobile. So TRE allows you to release that tension and stress naturally without having to talk about it, without having to process it, without having to think about it. But it also opens up your body so that you can be more flexible and mobile, which when you let go of all that stress and tension, the world just doesn't really seem to affect you as much anymore. So when the whistleblowing is happening and the cancel culture is going all around you, you're just like, my nervous system is very healthy and relaxed right now, and that's not bothering me. I'm not ignoring it. I'm not pretending it doesn't exist, but it's not affecting my nervous system. And I think if more and more people would find that peace and harmony in their bodies, then we would find a way to really restore and to bring peace and harmony back into all of this anger that's happening in our culture right now. What do you say, Simba?
I agree. And to kind of go full circle on this conversation, it's not so much you should do this. This is what you can do is what we're talking about. And secondly, in Berselli's book, the book he wrote about TRE when he founded it, he's even detailed several times where he had people from different factions, people from one religion that's opposing the next one, people from one culture that's at war with this one. And he gets these people together and they're like two reactive chemical components, right? Just get close to each other and there's like crackling electricity because there is generations and generations of trauma and adversity between them, right? And he had them tremor and then look at each other and they say, well, you're just a human. I still don't like what has done and all of this, but I can see you as a human. I can relate to you as a human in one session. In one session, we're not talking 10, 15 years of therapy. One session, 20, 30 minutes of checking. So it is there and it is dormant, and it can really get us to a point where we can start to relate to each other from a more harmonious point of view, because we discharge that stress in our nervous system. And I think that's really the future. I really think that is the future, because whatever choice you make from there is going to be sustainable and not just in the spur of the moment or by an emotion or by a belief system that's might be from your ancestors, might not be yours, and might not be even contemporary for today.
And here at Living with the Spirits, we're about TRE, all things TRE. If you're brand new to TRE and this sounds interesting to you and you want to give it a shot, I've got a package where I can take you from never knowing anything about TRE, and 6 sessions later, your body is awakening to the tremoring mechanism and you're understanding the ins and outs of the nervous system, giving you the power to choose, the power to feel, the power to be open again and to receive that restoration. Simba is a trainer of TRE providers, and he helps providers take it to the next level. So whether you're new to TRE or seasoned in TRE, we have something for you because we think this is a global awakening. TRE is a vehicle for the awakening of humanity on a conscious level, on a nervous system level. It doesn't care about politics. It doesn't care about canceling. It doesn't care about flags. It's just human nervous system and consciousness. So if that sounds interesting to you, please visit us at livingwiththespirit.com or reach out to me or Simba individually on Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, anywhere that you can find us. We're happy to help and share the good news. So thank you for joining us on this podcast. We look forward to seeing you again next time.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you so much for tuning in. And please send us a DM for any questions, inquiries, or consultations. Please follow us on YouTube, on Instagram, on Facebook, and on LinkedIn. And please visit our website, livingwiththespirit.com, to read more about us and what we do. And remember, freedom and purpose is your birthright. Lots of love.